Medical information obtained from our website or on the live show is not intended to be a substitute for professional care. If you have, or you suspect you might, have an illness or other medical condition, you should consult a healthcare provider. The opinions expressed on this radio program are not necessarily those of the sports doctor, this radio show, or their sponsors.
Hey, everybody, live from Chicago. Welcome, April, to Sports Doctor. I'm Dr. Bob Weil, sports podiatrist. All things sports medicine, fitness, and wellness. Brought to you by stylish global school wear, school uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine. Basic Training MedX in Scottsdale, Arizona. Populate. Electronic medical records specializing in podiatry, and the famous UK health radio. We've got a great doubleheader, Kathy Allen. She's the gutsy holistic or holistic gutsy nurse. She's a speaker, author, and somatic experience practitioner. She'll be joining me, along with returning from Australia, Sue Williams. She's the founder and CEO of Sports Hypnotherapy and holistic health advocate, and then the sports doctor's in. Dr. Bob, wisdom emails. Kathy Allen, Allen, welcome to the Sports Doctor.
Thank you for inviting me to be on your show. I think it's a show, and I'm so happy to be here.
Great. Kathy, give us some background on yourself as you were transforming gradually or maybe aggressively into the gutsy nurse.
Well, it kind of has been a gradual process.
I've been a nurse for a very long time.
I graduated from nursing school in 1964 when care was a service. And since that time, there's been a lot of changes. Medical surgical nursing, intensive care unit, operating room, locked psychiatric units, medical dependency. By chance, came across a holistic practice that nurses were doing in the 90s, and this was called Healing Touch, which is an energy medicine, kind of like Reiki. And what it does is that it can reduce the pain or even take pain just by using your hands and your healing. So I started doing that and totally loved it. And they weren't doing it at my hospital. And at the hospital, I saw some things that were going on to me to be honest. And so I couldn't continue working in that kind of environment.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, energy medicine has been around 1,000 years, maybe, or thousands of years. I've had so many experts over the years on the Sports Doctor, holistic in all areas of wellness and health and wellness, high performance also, and medicine has very, very gradually but consistently accepted all aspects. It's been very good news to see, even though it's still a big challenge. You know, when they called it alternative medicine, it was almost like that was adversarial. At least somebody came up with the word complementary, you know.
Well, they did. It was alternative medicine at first, and then it went to complementary. And today, the word is integrative medicine, where they integrate holistic practices along with Western
medicine. Whatever the heck you want to call it, nurses always have been and are in the middle of it and always will be. And the tremendous growth of the importance of the nurses in so many different ways, it seemed in so many ways, people concerned about shortages, the incredible pressure on your profession, on everybody's profession with the pandemic. But my gosh, the nurses and all of those kinds of things. I guess part of, dealing with these changes sounds like a gutsy call.
Well, it certainly is. And I have to tell you, there are plenty of nurses. It's just that the hospital hasn't been using them. What's been happening in healthcare is that private equity, hospitals, nursing homes, and emergency services, And private equities, their goal is they reduce the number of nurses that are working in these locations.
Yeah, you know, and big business, again, as big business has stuck their monkey wrench in all of this, over the years there's been these contests between also doctors on the left, attorneys in the middle, and insurance companies on the right. But big business, you know, has jumped in, bought up all of these different things, changed dramatically the business side compared to the great bedside manner
that right.
we used to
pride exactly. You hit
ourselves
the nail on
in.
The head.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this
yeah.
is why we have people like you on talking about the fact of how these changes and the mental, the burnout side of things is
yeah.
huge in a lot of these
yeah.
areas who just can't handle. And I've had caregivers on. And again, if, you know, for the caregiver might be for the parents of this coach or that athlete, or they're all
uh-huh.
mixed in these family relationships. And again, in that millions and millions of caregivers and the visiting nurses, and as nurse practitioners, that's what one of the things I wanted to ask you about also regarding how they've fit in. Kathy, what's the best website people could find out about you and the Gutsy
well,
Nurse
they
World?
They can go to gutsynurses.com, and on that there's so much information. And there are also some videos there that can show people how to reduce their stress in real time. Sometimes people do need to go to a therapist because...
Oh, absolutely. But again, whether
yeah.
you're the best whether you're the best athlete in the world or their grandmother or the young athlete or his parents or the coach, again, I call it the mental game, Kathy, on the sports doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I might be talking to psychiatrists. I might be talking to psychologists. Last week I had a psychotherapist. I've had, again, all sorts of holistic energy healing individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an amazing area many times that's the weapons with people who have chronic pain or chronic illnesses. And the idea that this whole tenure of maybe it being, you know, just too much business oriented with some of these pressures. You know, you got these doctors that got 10-minute appointments by the mega owners in the hospital.
Well, I really do think that, you know, all of this is terrible news, but then also we're at the tipping point, and people
I agree.
Are starting to do things to help people with their healing. Now, as for example, the Cuba has started a new for people to get drugs at a much cheaper price, and there's something called crowdfunding for people's medical bills, so they want to, they can get off of their insurance. And nurses are doing some wonderful things with holistic health, and their latest thing is nurse coaching.
Yeah, I hope you're breaking up a little bit. Maybe you could talk a little bit more aggressively. Nurse practitioner and that new
yes.
term, you know, into the mix, is that you know, with the idea of being able to see more people, you know, we've been trying to get routine foot screening, diabetic screening for amputation prevention, getting sometimes these rules changed or never an easy situation. Has the title of the these nurse practitioners been helpful?
Very helpful, because a nurse practitioner has had more. A nurse practitioner will be the person that a patient will see to get the medication or the diagnosis that's appropriate for them.
All right. And so give us one of your broad positive definitions of a gutsy nurse.
A gutsy nurse is a nurse who's not afraid to be stand up to the system in order to protect most nurses who complain about what's going on in the hospital. They need more nurses to help take care of these patients. Sometimes those nurses are met with disciplinary actions, even fired. I had a friend who was a nurse taking care of five patients who all needed something right at the moment. Now, this is in the hospital, and this is not good care. So anyway, nurses are really needing to stand up for themselves. And what I do is I show them how to do that.
Yeah, you're adding in coaching. You're adding in a coaching or important mental component, let alone trying to figure out what's going to happen as we speak. We don't know with these crazy changes and of the whole healthcare world and these thousands of people being either displaced or cut or whatever, and the nursing profession and the whole medical world's in the middle of all of this. And it's going to be, nobody knows exactly what's going to happen. So I would imagine the anxiety in your profession is a touch high. And it's just because people don't know, am I going to get fired tomorrow?
Absolutely. We're overcoming our delusions about what healthcare has been. Healthcare started out with for-profit thinking that would be a good idea, and then it's turned into something that's not so good after all. So we're seeing
I think people meant well in a lot of ways. Again, we're the only richest country in the world, and we can't get it right with everybody having the right. Stop worrying. You're covered.
It's just
ridiculous. And we have specialists and not, we have some of the best care in the world. It's just not guaranteed that everybody could get it. And that's always been a major, major problem, compared to not having to worry about that.
Right.
A family to go bankrupt, let alone to be dealing individually. I'm a cancer patient. Who do I call? You know, all of these kinds of things.
You're bringing up some very good points, because it used to be that when people went into the hospital with an illness, they were worried about three things. One is, am I going to have pain? Will I be alone? Will I die? But now we have more things that have been added to it. Will I be discharged too soon? Who will take care of me if I'm discharged too soon? Will this bankrupt me?
Right.
So
these
are horrible things for people to have to worry about.
Outpatient, again, the pandemic changed a lot of things. It's allowed telemedicine to become a big weapon and to become used in so many different ways for communication. At the same time, we'll have to see what happens with all of this vaccine neglect. All of a sudden,
right.
You turn around and guess what? There's measles. What, are you kidding me? people have to be educated, and which is why we include, because again, all aspects of health and wellness are involved in and around, and the mental game many times is in the middle of it. And again, adding that anxiety with these other kinds of pressures. You can't watch television in the United States for 2 minutes without seeing drug commercials or
Absolutely.
Diet commercials.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, there's only
two
countries
that.
In the
they
world.
They don't do that in a lot of other countries.
No, there's only us in New Zealand. We're the only two countries that allow for profit drug ads. And that's without saying, what about all these side effects? You know, wow. Instead of being able to say, these drugs do have side effects. Please ask your physician to explain them to you. Done.
Yeah.
It's just, but I hopefully we don't get too much older before some of these things, change again. But again, your profession's in the middle of all of this. Is what we really wanted to include. Again, the sports nursing is a big deal. All of these assistants and others who are dealing with, again, whether it's in the hospital setting, post-surgically or actually surgical nurses, or it's rehab nurses, again, let alone a lot of these things we've been talking about, which is some of the pressures that the nurses themselves are under in so many different areas, especially in our healthcare system where, where people are worried, am I covered?
Right, exactly. And, you know, these are things that can be problems that can be solved. It's not hopeless. it's what needs to happen is change. And the nurses have an organization called the American Holistic Nurses Association.
Yeah, Kathy, I knew we'd run out of time with you. Give us quickly the information on you and Gutsy Nurses.
Well, I am a board-certified holistic nurse.
What's the website?
Website is gutsynurses.com. So you can contact me through my website. Check it out.
Yes. Gutsynurses.com. Gutsynurses.com. Kathy Allen, thank you so much. Hold on. We'll be right back, everybody. Sports Doctor. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Bob Weil, a sports doctor. I'm excited to announce the release of my new book, co-written with Sharky Zartman, hashtag HeySportsParents, an essential guide for any parent with a child in sports. You know, Sharky is a former Hall of Fame volleyball player. She's the mom of two daughters who became Division I volleyball players. Together, we have over 70 years of combined youth sports experience. The goal of the book? Give you the essential tools and guidance to make your experience as a sports parent the best it could be. Hashtag Hey Sports Parents is divided into four sections. The first section, Sports Parenting 101. Sharky talks everything about parenting, about coaching, that whole interaction between parents and coaches, coaching your own kid. What are the things to really pay attention to? The second section is the Sports Doctor's In, yours truly. My discussion of injury prevention and treatment, choosing the best shoes, youth sports and drugs, essential exercises, the dilemma of youth football, orthotics. Third section, experts speak out. We bring together eight different experts in nutrition and sports performance and mental training in all aspects of coaching in that section. The last section is the parent's perspective, some insights from about a half a dozen parents of athletes. So everyone, hey, get out your megaphone, spread the word. Now available on Amazon. Order now. You'll be more confident. So will your young athlete. Hashtag, hey sports parents. Hey everybody, Dr. Bob here. LER, Lower Extremity Review Magazine, is celebrating their 10th anniversary. It's been a decade of providing key clinical and practical information about concerns, conditions, and treatment solutions for the lower extremity, both sports and non-sports alike. LER is the only multidisciplinary publication for doctors of all specialties, educators, therapists, and trainers. They inform practitioners on current developments in the diagnosis, treatment, and prevention of lower extremity injuries. LER prides itself on editorial integrity and evidence-based content. Their tagline, collaborative care for better outcomes, says it all. Hey, colleagues, go to lermagazine.com. Hey, it's Dr. Bob. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger is setting a new standard within the school uniform market. More schools are understanding the value that uniforms provide, school pride and identification being one of them. Another is the well-recognized reduction of student pressure to keep up with classmates in the real world of what to wear each day to school. School Uniforms by Tommy Hilfiger provides amazing quality and value to its partner schools and families. It is truly the first brand in this market that students are excited about wearing. Go to the website. GlobalSchoolWear.com. GlobalSchoolWear.com. I am live from Chicago, but we're reaching out to Australia. Get back one of our favorite guests here, Sue Williams. Sue is the founder and CEO of Sports Hypnotherapy, and she's a holistic health advocate live from Australia. Sue Williams, how you doing? Welcome back.
Oh, yes. Thanks, Dr. Bob. It's always really a pleasure to be on your show.
Yes, we like to compare accents between, you know, me from New York and you from Australia. It's always, there's a famous singer that's been a guest of mine from now. She's a holistic coach. Her name will hit me. But anyway, Susan, give us some background on yourself in the world of sports hypnotherapy. That's a new, although old is forever, science in some ways, and the hypnosis, but the sports hypnosis. Give us some background on that yourself.
Yeah, what you say is absolutely true, Dr. Bob. I mean, hypnosis has been around for so long. I mean, it goes back millennia, really, for people using the hypnosis. But sport hypnosis now has been used. I mean, it was used in the 50s at the Olympics by some countries. But the thing is that it often isn't spoken about because those who use it find it so effective. They don't want to share it with their competition.
Right.
So
they don't want to give the coach.
The first
baseball player that I put orthotics in his cleats in 1978, Eric Soderholm, then with the White Sox, he had a hypnotist as part of his whole sports program, and he came to train with us, and the late, great Bob Guida, again, for a big step up in performance training. But he already was using, in the world of figure skating, which has been one of my specialties over the years, they were visualizing and paying attention. But 20, 30 years ago, much of sports thought this was voodoo. They didn't think this was something. Now, you're a big deal.
Oh, look, it was such a big deal at the Paris Olympics. I've been collaborating with another Australian sports mindset coach. He had 12 different athletes at the Paris Olympics, and two of them were gold medalists. So, I mean, it's becoming more and more.
Well, the mindset coaches
in people's training.
Yes, the mindset coaches and the mental coaches. You know, one of the contributors to my book, hashtag Hey Sports Parents, frequent guest Robert Andrews, is the mental training head at the Institute of Sports Performance in Houston, in Texas, and he's not a psychologist but a mental trainer. Yet the hypnosis edition as part of the weaponry in the whole world of, you know, mental training has been an interesting combination. Golf was also, I thought, way ahead of the game, pardon the pun, over the years, where they were paying attention to the mental side of stuff before the rest of sports, where they said, you know, don't worry about it, let's have a beer, you know?
Yeah, that's right. No, well, the thing is that if you rely on willpower to get you through, willpower is the part of our mind, our conscious mind. But we really need to get down to the subconscious mind, which is what we do with the hypnosis. Then we can make these big changes and install these.
Are you including the ability, Susan,
to get to your goal?
Are you including self-hypnosis? I mean, self-hypnosis. What is what's the difference? I mean, just in English, between self-hypnosis and meditation, if any?
They're quite similar because in both of those,
but self-hypnosis has a direction. You know, you're trying to go in.
It does.
And meditation, you're supposed to be. Don't worry about directions.
That's true, and. Self-hypnosis, I think, is something that's overlooked too because it's a very easy thing to do. You use the meditation techniques, but as you say, you do it with a purpose in mind. So you formulate whatever it is that you would like to install in your subconscious mind before you do it. Then you go into that deeply relaxed state and just repeat those things
Is breathing a big part of the whole hypnosis
breathing
world?
Breathing is huge. And, I mean, you can take your breathing techniques to the competitions to calm you, to center you, just to get focused. Breathing is huge. And you use it to slow your mind.
Those are three big words.
Mind.
You know that, Susan, from Australia?
Yeah.
Three big words. calmness,
yeah,
focus, and what else?
And centering. Just centering right. yourself so
yes.
that you're not distracted.
Wow, powerful yeah. terms.
Mm.
You know, when you're on the starting line.
And that's what every athlete needs to do.
Well, right at the moment, the ability, you know, it's funny that the topic of mindfulness, which has been another big deal over the years on The Sports Doctor, you know, can you stay in the present somehow without being aggravated or worried or scared or excited or over whatever? Mm. And somebody would say, you know, I really would like to add hypnosis to my world, my everyday world. I'd like to, if I wanted to spend 10, 15 minutes a day paying attention to these kinds of skills, is that the kind of time you're talking about?
Yep. Yeah, 10 to 15
really?
Minutes a day is more than enough. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very quick. And that's
and
one of the amazing things about hypnosis. It works so quickly.
So if you're working with some of these athletes, and again, we're not talking Olympians necessarily, but even serious adolescents, and I want to preclude that with, what is the age variation, in your opinion, that these kinds of even fun techniques can be worked with children or young students, you know, like in the school systems? Can you reduce stress with these kids? What are the
Absolutely.
Ages that make sense to you, that you've seen?
Well, I would be doing it in our what we call our primary school, which is from kindergarten up to grade six. So the kids are between four or five and around 12, because at those ages, their minds are so open to this positive reinforcement. And it's the ideal time to be teaching these kids how to do their own self-hypnosis. And then it allows them to be calm and centered, not to be triggered by day-to-day things which may cause them distress. And it's the perfect age in that time. So
let alone
I would
seniors.
Definitely be recommending it.
Yeah, let alone the seniors and the individuals who want to, you know, they want to stay active. And I talk all the time on The Sports Doctor, Susan, about the new medicine. And by the new medicine has three things. Number one, eat smarter. And I'll leave it up to you mm-hmm. to define for yourself smarter. Number two, keep moving.
Yep.
Whether you go to the gym, whether you
oh,
do
yeah.
yoga, whatever you're doing, ride a bike, whatever, keep moving, be a walker. And number three, reduce stress. Somehow come
yep.
up with methods, the new medicine that would allow you, because again, here in the United States, you watch TV every 5 minutes of drug commercials. You have tremendous
oh, yeah.
reliance, even though, you know, prescription drugs, and there are drugs have supplements, definitely have a place in good health, there's no doubt about it, but we've gone way, way, way overboard. That's why we have, do you have the obesity challenges in Australia like we have in the United States?
Oh, absolutely. Perhaps not to the same level, but it really is becoming a huge problem across the majority
you picked up the fast food craze over the years.
Oh, yeah.
People liked it, yes, whether people liked it or not. And, again, I featured it for years, the still today big problem childhood obesity. Big problem
yep.
with these. And, of course, social media has compounded this dramatically. So every child psychologist, psychiatrist, pediatric psychiatrist that we talk to talks about how, you know, we're in trouble. And it would be great to teach some of these healthy, effective methods and at least to make their families aware. And I think we're seeing some changes in those areas, the acceptance medically, again, of hypnosis, for example, or in all levels of sports, in your opinion?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And those three areas you mentioned, you can use hypnosis so effectively in all three of those. You can train yourself to bypass the fast food, go for the more nutritious food, get yourself motivated to go and exercise, do something.
So somebody who's doing self-hypnosis, for instance, are they following a script? Are they talking affirmations? Are they, what is
Well,
their
you
thinking?
Can. I mean, everyone's different. Everyone's thought patterns are different. So you talk to the person, you know, as the therapist, you talk to the person to find out what they are wanting to achieve, what their particular learning style is, whether they are visual, auditory, kinesthetic. Everyone is different. So you speak to them, find out what they want. Some people really want the affirmations. They find them really helpful. But others, you just need to give them guidance so that they're thinking about the good things and getting rid of the more negative aspects. So, yeah, everyone's different.
Well, it's hard to argue with adding good things and getting rid of what's different in somebody. That's why we've always, even in sports medicine, the word spirituality, almost nobody had a problem with it. Once you started talking about religion, it was a different story. But faith can be mixed in with spirituality, and it's non-offensive. Yeah. Everybody can, and it's good to see sports medicine including, you know, that side of things. And again, and we go back, 2 weeks ago I had on a Taoist master from the Netherlands, Susan. Mm-hmm. Again, talking about the same kind of values from 3,000 years ago, how it might apply again to, again, whether it was the teammates or the sports family or the pressure on some of these young athletes mentally and physically. That's why we have such a problem with these overuse injuries in youth sports, because of just so much overkill. And a lot of it is mental pressure. You know, you could picture the yelling, screaming parent on the sidelines, can't you?
I've been there. I've seen that.
Right, and the kid's 12 years old. Otherwise, you wouldn't be seeing that kid in the Olympics at 17. And not everybody's an Olympian, but in health and wellness.
Another aspect of the hypnosis that helps with the physical part is the relaxation means your muscles aren't tense and stressed. And you're less likely to injure yourself if you're
big
relaxed.
Point.
So
yes, we're
going to
come back.
Bonus.
Come back after break, Susan. I want to follow up on that, about that whole relaxing side,
yep,
the physical
sure.
side. Absolutely, everybody listening to Sports Doctor from Chicago. We'll be back.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, aunt and deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay.
Could have sworn you were on it. Hey, everybody, we're back. We're talking a little hypnotherapy here in Australia with the CEO. And the founder of the sports hypnotherapist, and Susan Williams. And Susan, you right before we were breaking, you were talking about the relaxation physically, tight muscles, somebody's tensed up. Mm. So besides the idea of mentally getting ready, whether it's relaxing or centering, what did I leave out? Focusing. I got it.
Focus,
I got the three of them. Yes. The relaxation of the muscles physically beneficial, right?
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And that's why so many of these young athletes drop out, because they have the poor training techniques. In as much as they're not relaxed, their muscles are tense. They go then to do their sprint, do whatever their particular sport is that causes these muscles that are already tense to tense more. That's when you have the sprains, the strains,
yes,
things that,
and a lot of it's biomechanical.
Can put the kids out.
Two girls on the starting
connected.
Line.
It's biomechanical, but it's from
this
the mind. The mind is controlling it.
Aggravates or pays attention to, worries about this whole side of, you know, what you're mentioning. You know, let alone, I got one kid on the starting line who has flat type feet, and the other kid has high arches, and one has knocked knees, and the females with the wider pelvis, where we see, you know, the world of women's sports has exploded, even since we've been on the WNBA.
Yep.
You know, I think initially you were on, what, Susan, what was it? Initially, probably a year ago. I'm trying to remember.
Mm-hmm.
In between. And so the idea of the relaxation, now if somebody says, I really want to learn how to incorporate the hypnotherapy, what's the best site people find out about you and your group?
Yeah, well, my website's the best place to go.
Yes, what is it?
Sport Hypnotherapy. There's no S in the middle. sporthypnotherapy.com. And there are a lot of resources on there that... there are free downloads of different programs that they can people can
and
use.
And how have you seen, Susan? How have you seen the cooperation, again, of the sports hypnotherapy, fairly new title, and, for instance, psychology or general medicine? It sounds like, again, with the success in the Olympics, boy, that makes a big difference to everybody paying attention to the validity. How has your experience been with the other professions, the mental professions, to including the hypnotherapy?
Still in early days, really. It's more working with the individuals who just want to have that.
Why you got to send them this show, Susan. You got to send them this show so they could learn how it fits in to an overall program of, you know, some of the things everybody cares about. Number one, can I prevent problems, physical injuries, the epidemic of youth sports injuries, or all the problems with adults, with the falling and the arthritis and these other situations? And in certain instances, like we're talking about, of course, with Olympics, how can we enhance performance? And the fact that mentally we really could take a step up with so many different methods, and you know, and hypnosis is in the middle of so much of that, because it's a lot of it's self done in a lot of ways for someone to be ready.
Oh, it is. If you go to someone like me, a sports therapist, then I can get you started. And then you can continue with the methods that I train you to use. So that's the big advantage against this, just the normal psychotherapy, where you have to keep going back and going back and going back, talking about the same things over and over again. Hypnosis gets in there, clears out the negativity, installs the more positive aspects, and you're right to go.
Follow-up is done,
it's
correct?
So quick.
Follow-up is a big deal. Being able, you know, I need to know, hey, how's the orthotics feel? You know what I mean? 5 years from now in your shoes compared to how you're doing. And I would imagine in sports, you're saying to somebody, in a lot of ways, I'm following up with you forever on how you're doing and how you're excelling, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. And, I mean, we're always learning new ways of doing things. So as sports progress, as the way sport is played changes, we have to keep up with that. And the hypnosis is just so amazing.
You know, there's new pressures, Susan. There's new pressures. You got these NIL situations in amateur sports and college sports, where now these kids are getting paid. We've had financial people on talking about these financial pressures. You know, of a young kid who's on a traveling team or a club team and the expenses. But again, the fact of all of these different pressures on these particular kids, depending on, and the better they are, the more the pressures are involved in the fact that now money's thrown into the situation. They're going nuts here trying to figure out these kids transferring and, you know, maybe getting paid. And in a way, you know, years ago, if you'd signed your hat, you'd be suspended, let alone these other. So the mental challenges, let alone the politics side or the post-pandemic side, the biggest area seems to be, from wherever I have people on around the world, it's mental health. It's the number one concern.
Oh, absolutely. Yep, certainly is. And as you were saying, sport is changing so much, even at the amateur level. And the hypnosis can help these athletes to speak well with reporters.
Big point. Big fans. Yes. Big point.
Yeah. So the public speaking side of it is something else that we help the athletes with, so they can relate to
these
people.
You got $10 million yesterday. Can you talk to the audience? You're right.
Yeah.
So even, you know, that side, these tremendous, tremendous pressures and situations that these young kids, boys or girls. And again, I just had an article published. I'll send it to you. It's called The Prodigy Sports, where individuals, we ask these kids, the more sports you play, the better it is. Don't be stuck with the same areas of the body all the time. That's great, unless you're a gymnast or a figure skater or tennis, soccer, where you have 12-year-olds playing the sport 12 days a week. And the whole side of overkill, so the ability to relax the mind and body is what I think the sports hypnosis excites me the most, including, again, chronic pain or chronic illness, having a natural weapon. And that's why the time flies by with you, Susan. Give me the website.
Yes.
Again, people will find out about more you do.
Yeah, yep. Go to sporthypnotherapy.com, and I'd be more than happy to help anyone who would like to speak to me.
Sporthypnotherapy.com. Susan Williams, next day in Australia. Thanks so much.
Yep.
Joining us, Susan. Everybody, will be right back with the Sports Doctors In segment. Susan, hold on. Hey, podiatrist, is your EMR system slowing you down? Upgrade to Populate, the artificial intelligence-powered electronic medical records for podiatry practices. With an easy-to-use interface and simple workflows, you'll spend 40% less time in your EMR while collecting 10% more. Switching to Populate is simple with their top-tier support. Visit PopulateEMR.com today. Start enjoying medicine again. PopulateEMR.com.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nature's medicine for modern living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.health, reconnecting people and plants.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Sports Doctors In, where we preview some upcoming guests and topics get a little Dr. Bob wisdom, maybe mix in a couple emails. Barbara Stone, Lessons Living Large, the drool effect, according to her book, of paying attention, again, to the mental game in so many areas of our life. It could be physically, it's big, big, big components mentally, the idea of it being enjoyable, and that whole mental game like we talk about. She'll be joining us. And then James Profito, he is an attorney and works in that world. He's also run numerous marathons. I think we want to ask him what some of those connections might be. Again, the law, the whole world of sports law in so many ways is such a big deal. So I'm looking forward to that. Following week, we're going to talk business growth expert. In the past with this topic, and Sean Fry will be joining me, we would include this topic because of whether it was health and wellness groups, whether it was exercise equipment groups, whether it was, again, medically oriented aspects in so many areas, the various methods of growth in those areas, education, awareness, action, is expertise. And we're going to call on Sean to share some of his. And then Mark Pertinsky will be back. Everything about kids, today's kids. The man's, I think he's spoken in 50 countries, I might be wrong, about so many different areas of the new challenges with the younger generation. My Dr. Bob wisdom, I want to mention, shout out, Rick Tellender. Rick Tellender was with Sports Illustrated for years. He's a famous author. He probably spent the past 20-something years, I'm not sure, with the Sun-Times. Recently is leaving the Sun-Times, took a buyout along with some other greats from the newspaper. Rick was on my show 25 years ago, 20 years ago, 15 years ago. He's one of the true word masters in the whole sports world and sports reporting world. He calls himself a scribe. You might be following up with some podcast in the future. He definitely will be a guest as far as, again, in the future. And Rick, who would discuss with us on The Sports Doctor so many different areas of the world of sports and sports medicine. The last time he was on a few months ago was the incredible explosion and changes with college athletes being paid and the effect on so much money in the sports and the concern with concussions. And so many different areas. So my shout out again, Rick Tellender. He'll be on again, and we're excited. And we congratulate him on a great career, his latest with the Sun-Times. Last time I had him on, he was talking about his children's book with some of the great artwork from around the world. Incredibly talented guy. Again, the website, thesportsdoctorradio.com. Again, the excitement around the launching of the Sports Doctors in Consulting. It's on my different platforms. Basically, I do what I've always done, where I have so many different experts in the world of medicine and sports medicine in so many different areas of life, parenting, coaching. And I am looking to be the quarterback, being able to speak to probably mostly sports parents, maybe even senior athlete coaches, whatever their injury was, whatever their problem is, whatever their plan that they want is for progress. We will have two or three sessions working with some of these people, and depending on what their specific area is, we will have the ability to refer them to, whether it's Katie in sports nutrition, whether it's to one of our orthopedist consultants, Dr. Chris Ahmad with the Yankees, Dr. Brian Cole with the Bulls and White Sox, Dr. Nick DeNoble in the whole Philadelphia world and Philadelphia Ballet, and who knows how many mental, Dr. Denise McDermott, child and adult psychiatrist, sports hypnosis from Australia, Sue Williams, What do you need? Ha! So we're excited about putting together some of these individuals in a mastermind where maybe monthly we can get together some of the different areas and experts from around the world, locally, nationally, internationally, and talk about whatever their topics, their areas of expertise. Again, concussion experts, nutrition experts, mental training experts, podiatry. Are you in the best shoe for your foot type? What about your son or daughter, et cetera, et cetera? And looking forward to my next session. I just taped, we had a live show with Hug Your Money, with a frequent guest of mine. She was on last month, Dr. Frances Rahim. And again, we were talking about one of the topics we talk about on The Sports Doctor, which was the financial challenges of sports parents. If your son or daughter is serious in the sport as they're growing up, if they're playing hockey, ice time, very expensive, let alone the equipment. Figure skating, even more expensive. Dance, ballet, gymnastics, again, you're in an organization. Volleyball. I remember so many different areas in volleyball, sports performance, nationally, internationally known, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds already playing. I remember, I think their A team of 18s, every one of them were Division I players. High-level pressure on any of these kids. And so the Sports Doctor's In segment that I've done over the past 5 years with British Columbia's Run With It with Christine Blanchet. And she is a TV host of Run With It. And she's also deals with another TV show with celebrities and fashion shows. So we're excited about continuing in that excitement. And again, as always, with so many upcoming guests and the different topics that we might be talking about, again, I have a free consultation available with the Sports Doctors In Consulting. So if you email me, we'll include you maybe with emails on the show, even though we skipped this time because I wanted to give a shout out to Rick Tellender. Email me, drrweilsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. drrweilsportsdoctor@yahoo.com. And go to thesportsdoctorradio.com. You can listen to whatever you would like. Lots of great stuff going on. See you next week, everybody. Thank you.